The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour. During that top of the hour break, I was checking Facebook and Twitter and so forth. And I came across this breaking news headline from one of our local TV stations. Headline: 16-year-old girl dies after shooting in Pataskala. Another 16-year-old girl. I'm not positive, but I'm almost positive that she was black. She was shot a couple of days ago in the head by an 18-year-old, and I won't give his name. He is black, and I'm almost positive that the girl, that her name has not yet been released, but she died today as a result of the shooting in her head. And so here's the headline: 16-year-old girl dies after shooting in Pataskala. So we have a 16-year-old that I believe is black killed as a result of a gunshot wound. Now, here's my honest question. When her funeral is held, will Mayor Ginther attend? Will Representative Joyce Beatty attend? Will most of Columbus City Council attend? Will there be hundreds at her memorial service? I hope so. I doubt it, because she was shot and killed by an 18-year-old black man. Is her life any less important? I don't think so. Let me repeat. We're living in a time when the value of your life is not determined by who you were, what you accomplished. The value of your life is determined by who killed you. There's something terribly wrong with that. Another teenager in Kalau, this was Pataskala, Columbus area, has been killed through street violence. And sadly, I do not believe that the entire city of Columbus will mourn. Again, that's breaking news that I just saw during the top of the hour break. How would you like to be as wealthy as Bill Gates? He is considered to be the fourth wealthiest individual in the world, not just in the United States, but in the world. It is estimated that his net worth is $124 billion. Well, he has been married to Melinda Gates for 27 years. They even formed the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They have all the money that anybody could ever spend in 100 lifetimes, and they're getting a divorce. Yep, they both released this statement today. They both released the same statement. Quote, after a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage. Over the last 27 years, we have raised three incredible children, built a foundation that works all over the world to enable all people to lead healthy, productive lives. We continue to share a belief in that mission and will continue our work together at the foundation. But we no longer believe that we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives. We ask for space and privacy for our family as we begin to navigate this new life. Now, the news media is going to focus on how much does Melinda get in the divorce? Was there a prenuptial agreement? How much is she going to get? How much are they going to have to split? Who's going to get the houses? Who's going to get the cars? That's what the news media is going to be all over for the next several weeks. You're going to hear so much about this. Melinda Gates is going to get this in the divorce agreement, blah, 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 blah. They're going to completely ignore the fact that here is another marriage that is ending. And I could be wrong on this, and I don't know Bill and Melinda Gates, and I'm sure I will never meet them. But I believe I'm correct when they say, we no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives. I believe what they're saying is, we don't make each other happy anymore. We don't make each other happy anymore. Because in the world's view, the ultimate goal of marriage is to be happy together. I got news. If you're married any length of time, Bill and Melinda Gates have been married 27 years. I got news for you. I don't think I have ever met a couple that did not go through times when they didn't make each other happy. Life is tough. Life is difficult. Marriage is hard. Marriage is difficult. And if you decide to call it quits just because you're not happy with each other, then the focus of your marriage is not where it should be. Fourth richest man in the world. If money could buy happiness, Bill Gates must be hysterically happy. And yet, for whatever reason, and again, I don't know the personal life of Bill and Melinda Gates, but just from counseling hundreds of couples through the years and observing this world that we live in for a long, long, long time, I think you can translate, we no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives. I think we can interpret that. We don't make each other happy. So get this. Money has not brought happiness. Their relationship with each other no longer brings happiness. It's just a reminder, folks, that the things of this world are so fleeting, so temporal, so shallow. Anything and everything associated with this world is shallow and temporal. And that's why it's so important to focus on Jesus and our relationship with Christ. I believe that any marriage can be healed if Christ is put first. I believe that. But that's a problem. We like to put ourselves first. We're much more concerned about feeling happy than fulfilling someone else, honoring Christ, and making sacrifices when it's necessary to retain a relationship. It's sad. Another marriage has ended.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
As you all know, there is an enormous amount of controversy about transgender athletes, particularly on the college level. Several states, not Ohio yet, several states have passed legislation forbidding biological males to compete against biological females, regardless of whether they've had hormone treatment, whether they pass the NCAA hormone levels, regardless. If a person was born biologically male, they cannot compete against biological females. Those states have been called all kinds of names. The President of the United States has condemned them. The ACLU has condemned them. Almost in unison, the liberal left has condemned them. At least three of those states have had those laws put on hold by a federal judge. It's unconstitutional. What do you mean it's unconstitutional? To declare that a boy can't compete against a girl because of the biological, muscular, skeletal advantages that are inherent in a male over a female? What do you mean it's unconstitutional? Well, if anybody should know, it should be Bruce Jenner. Yeah, Bruce Jenner, who now goes by Caitlyn Jenner. Now, if you're over 40 or 45, you will probably remember that Bruce Jenner won a gold medal in the decathlon at the 1976 Olympics. And the decathlon is probably the most grueling of all of the Olympic events. And he won the gold medal. He was an American hero. He was on the front of the Wheaties boxes and so on. And then he got into the Kardashian clan, and he was a mess ever since. And then he said, I'm not Bruce anymore. I'm Caitlyn. Went through sexual reassignment surgery and so on and so forth. But he is a transgender. Also, an athlete, not only an athlete, but an athlete that competed at the very, very highest level of athletic competition. If anybody on planet Earth ought to know whether boys should be competing against girls, it should be Bruce Jenner, who calls himself Caitlyn. Headline, this is a question of fairness. Caitlyn Jenner says biological males should not compete in girls' sports. Here's what he said, and I'm sorry, I can't call him her. Here's what he said. This is a question of fairness. That's why I oppose biological boys who are trans competing in girls' sports in school. It just isn't fair, and we have to protect girls' sports in our schools. He said this in a TMZ interview over the weekend. He went on, I didn't expect to get asked this on my Saturday morning coffee run, but I'm clear about where I stand. It is an issue of fairness, and we need to protect girls' sports in our schools. He went on to say, I've got more flack for being a conservative Republican than I have for being trans, he said. And by the way, as I reported to you, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, he has filed paperwork to run for governor of California against Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who is up for a recall election sometime between now and the fall. But like I said, if anybody should know whether it is fair or not for a trans individual who is born a biological male to compete against females, it should be Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner. And he says, no, it is absolutely unfair. Now, he has been attacked severely by the LGBTQ crowd. You're not one of us. You're a traitor. You're, you know, blah, 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 blah. But like I said, if anybody should know, it would be Bruce Jenner. And he said it's a question of fairness. Anybody with common sense knows that. Boys have an anatomical, skeletal, and muscular advantage over girls that does not go away completely with hormone treatment. Now that is settled science. But as we are learning over and over and over again and more often, settled science really doesn't mean anything to the liberal left. It's an ideology. And as we continually say on this program, the liberal left does not deal with facts and truth, but emotion and hysteria. So you take someone from the liberal left, even our president, and say, excuse me, there have been dozens of studies that indicate that a trans girl born biologically a male, even though they have gone through hormone treatment, sexual reassignment surgery, even though they've gone through all of that, their testosterone levels are below a certain level, they will always have an advantage over a female. Show them the scientific proof. Show them the evidence. Show them the studies, show them the statistics, and they don't care. They just don't care. Yeah, Bruce Jenner says, we got to protect the girls. Fascinating. All right, take the bottom of the hour break. Hang with me. Interesting what just happened in a city in Texas. I'll share it with you when we come back.